And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, anglers, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup in our brand new home. We are so happy and excited to be here on 97.3 The Fan, and man, do we have a great show to kick off for you today. Captain Scott Mizell of the Condor and the Intrigue, which is a brand new boat for Scott, we're really excited. What perfect timing to have the ultimate bluefin captain in here with us talking about this great bluefin fishing. Corey's sitting right next to me, Pete Gray still out of the studio, he's finishing up his great trip in Japan. We'll look forward to hearing more from him next week. But man, you stay tuned. We got a great one. You hang on. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on our brand new home, 97.3 The Fan. We got a great show coming for you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 18th, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick, and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point. Don Hansen and the Hansen family will talk about the great opportunities available from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Their great fleet of sport fishing boats have been taking Southern California anglers fishing for decades. In addition, Don has played a key role in working with SAC on fisheries issues like sardine and more, and he'll talk about those and other issues that are on the horizon. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in Saturday, May 18th, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And Rick, what a special morning.
Isn't this cool, man? Yeah, we're so excited and really stoked to be in our new home. And it was fun how this whole thing happened. And, you know, we've been talking, obviously, about what's going on. And we were broadcasting on our stream, you know, when our old home went dark for a little bit there. And we were doing the stream, kind of finding things out. I can now say that this was the plan from the second that there was a hiccup. You know, as soon as this happened, Pete knows our good buddy Rob, who really assisted us in making this happen and getting into our new home. But this plan was kind of set the second that there was a little hiccup, and we all kind of had that in our back pocket that this was where we were going to be. But of course, you know, Pete and Let's Talk Hookup, we're a very loyal home, and we had a great, you know, run where we were before. But this is it, and this is where Let's Talk Hookup belongs, and we are so proud to be here. Obviously, I know a lot of you are probably still listening on the stream, as you did when we were at our former spot, but to be in this beautiful facility and on such a great signal of 97.3, and this is the spot where we are. It's the home of the Padres and everything that's going on here, and we're just really excited, and what a great way to kick things off with having our great buddy Scott Mizell from the Condor. It's been a number of years, Scott, since we've had the pleasure of having you on here, and what a great guest. And I mean, you want to talk about perfect timing. Bluefin tuna has always been your specialty, and to have Scott on right now was like, it was like this was all drawn up and meant to be, and we're stoked to have you in here, buddy. Good morning.
Thanks, man. It's a privilege to be here.
Well, we're really excited. Well, Corey, I know we got excited to get things kicked off and excited to talk about so much stuff, but before we do, we're just going to go right. This might be the farthest away I think we've ever taken a caller here on Let's Talk Hookup, because we got Pete Gray on the line calling us all the way from Japan this morning. So we're going to talk to Pete, who's calling us live on the hotline right now. What's up, Pete?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, it's 11 plus p.m. here on Saturday night in Tokyo, Japan. We're just getting ready to wrap up our trip here. Lolly and I, we've had a great trip. The people, the culture, the food's amazing. Train system, I mean, it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. And, you know, certainly I just wanted to say hi and very excited about our new home on the Fan, and wanted to just say that, you know, it was a challenging time for me to be gone, but we got it done. You know, we planned this trip a year ago, and fortunately working with Rob over there at the Fan and before I left, and, you know, kind of setting things up, and who knows what was going to happen, but, you know, very, very sad what happened to our former home there at 1090. But, you know, moving forward, I got to tell you, listening on the phone here, the fidelity sounds unbelievable. Being on an FM signal and I mean, the sound, you guys are just like loud and clear. It's really fantastic.
Yeah, we're pumped. And I mean, I know that you were here ahead of time, but you weren't kidding. The facility here is amazing. The team, obviously we got Adam, who's always had our back, is here with us. Thomas, you know, who's handling things in here. We've been treated so well, and this is just such a fitting home. And you're right. I mean, the signal is awesome. I've been listening to 97.3 every day, and it's crystal clear, and it's fantastic. We're really excited to be here. We're excited for to have you back in the studio, because this is a great place to be broadcasting from. And you were right. You told me ahead of time that this was definitely our home, and you weren't kidding. It's a great spot, and we're really looking forward to a long time of hanging out at 97.3 The Fan and bringing on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, fun to be back on with the Padres, too, again. That's going to be fantastic to be back on the home of the Padres. And I just wanted to call mostly to just say thank you very much to you, Rock Hard Rick, and your fiance Dallas, for doing a tremendous job of getting things set up and done, the social media, getting the word out. Hey, here's our new home. And, of course, to Corey, for both of you being the host today and tomorrow, and while I've been gone here on this pretty epic trip, kind of a life-changing trip for both Lolly and I, just really, really an amazing experience here. And, you know, a huge thank you to Adam Clark again for making sure that all our opens, our production, our app got set up with Bobby up there in Seattle, making sure the app and the stream all work so that those of you that are not within the listening ear of the fan can hear the show and stream it online and on our app. And, of course, Rob Pickard over there at the Fan for making things happen, and and just getting us on this station and making sure that we didn't miss a beat. As fast as things happened this week, it just went crazy. Monday, everything went dark, and here we are Saturday. We're back on the air and back up live on the radio as well as our stream and on our app, and pretty amazing. So I just wanted to throw out a big thank you to you guys, all our support staff, and most of all our listeners and our sponsors for just being there for us and being so incredibly supportive, and the people reaching out, especially our sponsors and our listeners, reaching out and just saying, man, we're with you. We're so thrilled that you're back on a new home, and best of luck with it. So just wanted to say that. And Scott, thanks for being here today for our very first The Fan opening show here, and looking forward to being back on the radio with you guys on the air next Saturday and Sunday. We get back in town on Wednesday, so I'll see you then.
Look forward to it, buddy. And boy, like I was saying before, you couldn't have picked a perfect guest. Obviously, you never know how the timing is going to work out, but to have Scott Mizell in here during the middle of this epic bluefin fishing and what's going on right now, the timing was perfect. Well, we want to talk some fishing, so Pete, really appreciate everything. Glad you're having such a great trip. We got it on this end. Enjoy your time with Lolly, and we'll look forward to having you back in the studio next weekend.
All right, guys, have a great show, and can't wait to get back and catch some blue.
No doubt, Pete. All right, appreciate the phone call very much. Scott, what a time, man. This has been exciting, and been a while since we've been fortunate enough to have you in here, but lots going on, and tell us a little bit about the season, what's going on board the Condor. Your beautiful boat runs you are the day and a half run out of Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and, you know, just give us a rundown of this. I mean, it's shake your head, it's May, you know, it's April, it's May, and it's the type of fishing we're having right now.
It's May and it's biting.
That's crazy.
No, it's pretty crazy, this quality of bluefin that we're catching. We were talking about it earlier, how the average size being processed is 62 pounds. Make sure you bring the right gear is all I can say, because now the cows have showed up. The guys had a heartbreak the other morning. They lost a big one, well over two, that they were fighting for a couple hours. It's just a connection came undone, so it's pretty amazing. There's a highway of fish coming up along the coast that's so impressive. We were talking to the pilots the other day that fly for SAC and fly for us every day, and he's never seen that much fish ever. Even when he's putting the seiners on fish early in the season, it's just a quality of fishing that's going to prove to be an amazing season once again.
I think you're right. There's just the writing's on the wall. The commercial fleet finished in record time. Quota's already reached, and I mean that's done. So all that fish is unmolested coming up into our zone. And
for sports boats only, come on.
It's unbelievable. And we shouldn't be seeing that. One, we never get to see it like this, but this is July. This is August. And
this is prime time fishing. Yeah. There is no doubt about it.
It's not early season. It's not, hey, let's try and slide in and we'll get there when there's not a lot of people on the boat, but the fishing's not as good. It's on. And I mean, a 62-pounder, like, that was alert the media. You know, Condor had a 60, you know, back in your days when the Galilean, like, what a big deal it would be to have caught a 60-pound bluefin on a local trip, and now that's the straight average. Like, that's just the regular one that's getting caught and thrown into the well on the Condor every day.
No, it's incredible. Back in the day, when we were fishing anchovies, number two hooks. We were kind of talking about this earlier. You'd catch a 60-pound bluefin, and it was 3 hours of pulling on 20-pound, and now it's the average. No, it's amazing, and the quality, because the fish have been here so long and feeding and not traveling, the quality of the meat, it's unbelievable.
Oh,
we had
no
a little
kidding.
Sushi cruise last night, and Jeff from Sushi on a Roll was cutting up a bluefin that came off the Condor from the day before, and I got to tell you, it is so fatty and so delicious. It's a great time to go out there and try to fill the freezer up with a bluefin, for sure.
Well, this is rad and exciting. Now, obviously, we know you from the Condor, and, you know, your reports all the time. We talk about the boat all the time on Let's Talk Hookup, and in addition to day and a half fishing every week on the Condor, you've also been spending a lot of time and a lot of work, and you've put another fishing venture together in addition to the Condor. Maybe you could tell us about that.
We did. We bought a 50-foot custom Michelson, and we're doing a luxury six-pack. anything from harbor cruises, surfing trips, whale watching, and of course, always, forever, the fishing trips. We're just trying to offer a higher-end luxury deal than's been offered around here. It's a gorgeous boat. You've seen it down there. And we're having a blast taking people fishing on it.
Many times, and the Michelson is such a perfect boat for that. It is the perfect mix, especially the Michelson 50, like you have. It's such a mix of really big fishing cockpit, lots of room, lots of bait capacity for a private charter, but you want to talk about space to be comfortable. I mean, it's huge. It's huge everywhere. The upper deck is huge. Your entire party can hang out, you know, up top, or your, you know, the luxury wraparound couch in the salon that you have set. It's just a, like you said, it's a next level of trip. And if you want something that's just very unique for your group, now you have lifetime of sport boat experience and all the knowledge and all the communication and connection with our sport boat fleet into a luxury fishing trip package.
That was the idea. It really does have a lot of room. It's got lots of light with windows, 360 degrees. It is a cool rig, and we're having a great time. And this big bluefin fishing on the sport on the Condor is a young man's game. And these guys driving the boats now, they do things that, you know, I was old school. They either bite or they don't. We just go catch fish. We come home. These guys are treating the fish different, and they're treating the fishing different. And it was time for me to move over and do something a little, you know, a little different. Offer something different. Offer my knowledge to a different group of people.
I think it's so cool that you did that. You let the boys have the reins of the Condor. You put a very good captain and crew together, obviously with the guidance of a guy that's been doing this for an entire lifetime, but let them at it. And those guys are hunters, and they treat it differently. And you were telling us that story that they are committed. It was fun BSing during before the show started that, you know, the way that you looked at fishing versus the way that those guys do. You know, you said, I want to drive out and catch a boatload of fish for all my guys and bring them back. And those guys are into the game hunting one fish. No problem. You know, obviously they want it, you know, they want the same end result. They want to catch one for everybody. But those guys have no problem going down and hunting one giant one.
No, they're
if that's what's going on.
They're into that cow thing. Yeah. I avoided it like the plague because I wanted to get 35 people. I wanted everybody to have their fish and get bent. But these guys are gutting the fish as soon as they come on the boat, before they get in the hole. I mean, they're changing the game of what's going on. All the young captains in the fleet are doing this, and it's an impressive deal to watch, and I'm stoked for all of them, especially our captain, Jimmy, on the Condor.
He's doing a great job. Well, as you can hear, Corey, we have so much to talk about, and again, just this is it. We've got a bluefin guru with us. There's so much great stuff going on, and lots of us to talk about, and we're giving away some crazy good prizes today, too.
An awfully exciting morning, truly, Rick, on 97.3 The Fan, and man, a few darn good giveaways, and thanks to Scott here, we're giving away a day and a half trip on the Condor. I mean, how much better does that, you know, for giving away the first prize on the first show on 97.3 The Fan?
Really cool.
So a day and a half trip on the Condor, $100 gift card to Fishman's Landing. I mean, how cool is that? Yeah. Just walk into the shop, see Rick, and anything into the shop, $100, and then the third one. This is kind of interesting. I like this one.
So I was talking with Sean with Fisherman's Processing. Obviously, talk about processing all this big bluefin. Those guys have been crazy busy down at Fish Pros, the market, and Fisherman's Processing. And Sean wanted to do something fun for the show, and we gave away a while ago. Fisherman's Processing, Fish Pros, the market has all those killer, you know, preparations for your fish when you get home. The rubs and the spices and all the things that they do. Killer opportunities. We use them all the time at the house. But anyways, they have a really cool prize pack that Sean's wanting to give away. You basically get your choice of any three of the Fish Pros rubs or spices. You can go on and pick whatever you want. If you want to get a pokey kit and a Cajun rub and some lemon pepper, whatever, you get to pick three from the website. But rather than just give one away at the end of the show, I know me very well. And I also know that the boss, Pete, is thousands of miles away and not able to look over my shoulder. I guarantee you at some point I'm probably going to give the wrong station ID away. So what Corey and I figured is every time Rick or Corey screws up and lists the wrong home, we're going to make a little tally mark, and that's how many of the prize packs we're going to give away today. So hopefully...
I think that's fun!
Yeah, hopefully, and don't get me wrong, if we somehow miracle a perfect show, which, don't worry, I guarantee you is not going to happen... Then we'll still give a couple away, so everybody out there, keep a little tally mark and keep Corey and I honest. And every time I accidentally mention our old home, we're going to put another mark down, and that's how many prize packs are given away. And they're awesome. I mean, Corey, you know too.
I love them.
And They make guys that are somewhat lame in the kitchen like myself an all-star, because a little shot of that blackening fisherman's processing rub on a piece of fresh bluefin off the condor hit the cast iron skillet, all of a sudden you're the man making some rad
thing. I love it. And a lot of them, you know, specially smoked in their smokers and just so artisanally done. It's a really cool thing to have. And we've got a fun morning ahead of us, and you want to be one of the first callers. We're going to give you a chance to do so. Let's give the number out, Rick, 833-288-0973.
That's our new home.
There it is, yeah. Man, on 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have your calls. We're going to have more from Scott. We're going to hear about this bluefin fish when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
HydroHoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled your boat down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy, crowded launch ramp with no place to park your trailer? Well, I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for HydroHoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the Mighty 1090 talking about Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge, and these products are the best for our unique Western needs. And HydroHoist is in the exact same league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, no need to bolt it to a dock, and you can put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? HydroHoist has a great new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld. Yep, you guessed it. It's Dana Landing, and they're the new dealer for HydroHoist boat lifts. Their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on top of one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it. Lift it on a HydroHoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information. Get lifted.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, San Diego, you can now hear us on Alexa. Watch this. Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Ian, thanks so much for joining us. How do you look at this game? Just kind of in
Alexa now plays 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. A great time, Corey. That's, again, finding our groove. Jump right back and sold that spot. I'm so excited, and man, what a cool spot. And how cool is this facility too, Corey?
Oh, yeah. Man. Honestly, if you want to put it in the Padres terms, because we're on home of the Padres,
yeah.
Right? 97.3 The Fan. We're We just graduated from double A, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think we're up for more than a cup of coffee at this point.
I'm with you. What a cool spot and what a cool time and what great fishing going on right now. And it's just awesome. And I'm pumped to be here, pumped to have you here. And, yeah, let's make it happen, man. Let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. They are lit up and they are full. And like I said, if you want your chance to call in 833-288-0973. I know we have a new number, so we'll give it out a few times. Let's take, what do you think, Rick? Let's take Matt. Matt calling from La Mesa. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. First caller on 97.3 The Fan.
Morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. Welcome to your brand new home. So glad to hear you on the airwaves again. Question for Scotty.
Scotty.
Is there anything you've seen so far in this early bluefin season that has differed from the last few years?
You know, the fact that the pilot was telling us that this stuff has been here since January, and it just it doesn't leave. It's not going anywhere. It seems like it's here year-round. I've heard rumors that some of the scientists believe that the stuff is breeding here now. This might be something that we do forever. It's hard to say. It's definitely a cycle that we're in, and we're going to see this for a while. But I would say that's the difference for the most part. And the fact that they get on the bait and they bite the bait, where we hook multiple fish instead of that one at a time kind of thing, is making it a lot more fun for the guys on the boat.
They just seem more catchable in this whatever cycle that we're in. I mean, bluefin always was one of those things where, sure, you know, like in the albacore years, you'd see them and you'd throw bait and sometimes it'd splash around. And, you know, Scott was always famous back in the Galilean days for, like, having groups that would target and go catch those bluefins. But they always just seemed to be so much less of a catchable fish. And, like, they get on you and they bite now. And I don't know if it's we catch more because of gear or fish or what, but it's got a different feel to it.
And it was kind of more of a late season thing back in those days, wasn't it? You say albacore, Rick, you know, go ahead. I mean,
before it was, we weren't targeting them, right? So we'd bump into them, and it was like the fish you wanted to catch, and it was always such a surprise, and you were never ready if they were better grade ones.
Yeah, I'll bet.
The difference today is guys are coming out with the right tackle. Uh-huh. Some of these companies are making tackle reels and rods and the braided lines and things and the connection knots. You can put a lot of pressure on these fish. So instead of getting a school where you hook 50 and you catch two, now we're catching these things. And just the fact that they're here year-round right now.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. It's a whole different thing. And enjoy it while it's here.
Right.
I know you'll go out. One thing about bluefin as opposed to all the other fish is they'll bite, and then you'll go out the next day and just nobody sees them.
Sure.
That's just the way bluefin
That's
are.
That's bluefin.
More than any fish on the planet. So just, you know, keep rolling your dice and keep going, because it's truly a great thing we're seeing here, and it's a pleasure to go pull on them.
One of the things that you know, you talked about, I got a chance to fish on Thursday, and when they do what they do, you go, oh, that's bluefin, that's what they do, and they were famous for, we were able to catch, some really nice fish, and the grade is crazy, but we saw so much more than we did catch. And they did what bluefin are so famous for doing, lots of schools. I mean, finding schools is no issue. And on a private boat with lack of sonar, bluefin is a lot of times not the easiest quarry to go after. But there are so many schools, you're going to run them over on your up and down. You fire a couple of scoops of bait on them, they have no problem showing themselves. I mean, those things are blowing out of the water, doing cartwheels, eating every bait that you threw. Convincing them to eat a bait with a hook on it sometimes is a whole other story. And that's like the epitome of bluefin tuna fishing.
What's wild to me about the bluefin is we'll get a sonar. The sonar is another thing that has made a huge difference with these things. Everybody has them in the fleet. But you get a sonar, Mark. You do your circle. You tell the deckhand to throw some bait. And he throws 15 baits or something, and these things are blowing up everywhere.
Yeah,
like, what
yeah
what
we only threw 15.
What
how did
there? There's 80 pounders blowing up all around the boat. What's going on?
That's cool.
They're amazing. They are definitely the most fun. Most frustrating. You got to pay your dues to get them, definitely the most fun. We love targeting them.
Matt, we really appreciate the phone call and super stoked to have you kicking us off. We couldn't be happier being here. How does the signal sound on the 97.3?
You guys are coming through loud and clear, and like I said, I am so glad I have Facebook, that I saw your post, that you're back on the air, and it is too bad it went the way it did on the other station, but, you know, you guys are in a great new home, and, you know, you've got the great crew still around you, and here's to the most awesome year you guys have yet to have on radio.
Well said, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks for getting us started, and we're looking forward to continue bringing great information. And you said it best. Everything happens for a reason, and we're exactly where we're supposed to be. Matt, appreciate the phone call very much.
Absolutely, guys.
All right. Corey, who's next?
Well, let's take Adam. Adam, calling from Marietta. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Adam.
What's up, Adam?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Congratulations landing on your feet and back on back in the airwaves again. It's pretty cool to hear you again, and pretty smart of Pete to have Plan B in place and ready to go. So I just really wanted to say congratulations, and I did have a question. You guys collectively, I guess, if you pull up on a mixed school, you're not sure what's out there, what rig are you going to grab? What size line? What size hook?
That's
stuff
not,
like that.
That's not an easy question to answer right now, Scott. What do you do?
In my opinion, with what's going on with this bluefin right now, I would grab heavier tackle and be ready, a minimum of 40 pound. Mm-hmm. Just because you'd rather be, you don't want to hook one of these 80 pound tuna and be on 20 pound because you thought you had to have a light line and a small hook. I would always be ready for the bigger grade of fish right now. You can always adjust down to it. You can never adjust up to it if you got a bigger fish hanging on light line. You're just sitting there tugging. So I would go into every school right now thinking every fish is big.
I agree, and it's so easy, especially bluefin fishing, because right now what we're doing, don't get me wrong, the fishing is fantastic, but it's still big fish fishing, and it's trophy hunting. This is not like the days of catching, you know, 15-pound footballs where everybody's going to go home with a limit guaranteed. You have to work at it, and your bites will come, but it is so easy in fishing like that to convince yourself that you're not getting your bite because of this factor, because of that factor. If I was fishing light line, I'd be hooking them full speed. If I was fishing little teeny hooks, I'd have a fish on every stop. You said it best earlier when you said you have to pay your dues. Your bite will come. You know, fish heavy line, fish good baits, your bite will come, and you're going to be able to maximize your opportunity when it does.
The bluefin, more than anything, it's about right place at the right time. You see guys get bit soaking baits way up swell. You see a guy throw a fresh bait in the corner, he gets bit, and you're not getting bit. You think going to light line. Don't do it in this time and age right now. With what we got going now, go with the heavy line. Pay your dues. Make sure that every connection knot everywhere is perfect.
It's
because right now, you know, you hook that cow that everybody wants to catch, and if everything isn't exact on your equipment, you're going to just donate that fish.
They go away.
No, it's just amazing. The guys lost a big one the other morning because the connection knot came undone. It's just the fact of what we're doing now. Put your heavy gear. Take your time. If you need help, ask the crew. Everybody's crews will tie your knots and help you out. Learn a new knot. Ask the guys in the tackle shop. They teach me new knots all the time. You know, it's... go heavy.
Gear,
or go home.
Gear is such a good call because it is. It's that way. And I mean, these are big ones. You don't cast a bait and wind the thing straight to the boat. I mean, you're pulling these things for a while, and the heavier the line and the bigger the hooks, the more mistakes you can make and not pay the price for it, the more tangles you can get into and not rub the thing off, the more spins around the prop because the bar, you know, the more spins around the boat and, you know, the barb's bigger, they don't pull easier. Like, everything you do when you increase size allows you to make more mistakes and not pay the price for it.
Absolutely. And with this new tackle with the rail rods, you can put so much pressure on a fish. And that the day and age of, like, every time the fish went on an outside edge of a circle, follow him, do this. Man, put that rod on the rail and
stay put.
And just keep turning the handle, man.
That's
just
cool.
Turn the handle. No, it's great. It's an amazing thing.
Adam, you ready to go do it?
I'm ready.
Appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. Adam did bring up a good thing too when he was saying, you know, what size line, what size gear, what size hooks. Hooks is an interesting one, especially for the scenario that's presenting itself right now. And Corey, you know, working so much time, you know, in the bait world, you know, this is an interesting one for you. How do you guys go about that when you're fishing for, a fish that warrants using a 6-0 and 80 pound? I mean, that's what we should be doing when we're catching 60 to 90 pound tuna, but we're having the fly line bait. The bait is on the small side right now. It's very healthy and it's strong and it swims well, but it's not big. What do you do? What's the call? You know, how do you treat something like that when your bait is, it's great bait, but it's just not, you know, it's not long range giant sardines.
It's making it tough in some of these situations because you got to fish a smaller hook because we are fishing small sardines. They are hot. Irvingham does a great job with our bait. So you got to play with that hook size thing a little bit, but just keep fishing bigger
than you think is right.
If you have a hard time with that smaller hook, put a flat fall on. Put big hooks and big flat fall and heavy line, because they're biting those too, especially going into the dark right now. It's crazy. The sun goes down and we bend the boat. It's just different than anything we've really ever done
back when
I was a kid in this fleet.
But it's got to be nice to have that 5-6-inch sardine. I mean, you're talking quite a few more pieces per scoop, and stays alive better on the boat, better than an 8-inch bull honk. I mean, I'd assume, you know?
Yes, no, it does. We can keep the bait on the boat longer and get it hotter and cure it. It's the slammer is always full of bait, getting ready for hook bait. We transfer it up, and it's a conundrum.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Right.
Yeah. You get more of it. You get the fire more
bait
often.
I want a big bait that I can fish heavy line, but every bait's hot. It's
So that's interesting. You're saying you'll scoop bait. Obviously, the beauty of being on the Condor, and we should talk more about the Condor, because you can't hardly put pen to paper to draw a better sport fishing boat, especially for what's going on right now. It's big. It holds a ton of bait, and you've got slammers. And like you said, you can load bait into one area, transfer to another. Maybe you could give us a rundown for our callers, one that aren't familiar with your boat. Give us a little rundown of the Condor itself, but explain a little bit more about that. When you said you're curing your own bait and transferring it, like, give us a rundown of what that means.
Well, I'll start with that part. We have two deck wells that hold a lot of bait, and we have a slammer, an under-the-deck fish hold, that we keep baiting at all time and curing at all time.
So that's like a giant bait tank below the deck.
Below the deck. Okay. It's always running. You can't see it. It's underneath the deck.
That's really, for the lack of a better term, that's like a long-range style
deal. It is a long-range style deal. That's why we set this up like that. And we can, when there's times when our bait is a little bit weaker, we transfer this bait around, we move it around so that we always have the best hook baits we can possibly have. And in this bluefin fishing thing, it's your bait is everything, especially when you're trying to fish heavy line. But the Condor is 90 feet long. It's made of steel. It's 26 feet wide. We've got the most deck space and room of all the boats. It's fast. It's comfortable. We can sit 20-plus people in the galley at a time. We got an upper deck, sun deck, we call it, that 30-plus people can sit on. We got benches around the boat and plenty of room. You can walk 3 people wide up the side of the boat.
It's huge in every way.
Yes.
In every way.
Yeah, and this a limited load thing that we fight sometimes, where you get a smaller boat taking 20-something people. If you watch 37 people get on the Condor and start disappearing in places, it's, I mean, 65 feet and 25 people, or 90 feet and 35 people. It's just math, but it's a giant boat, and it fishes these bluefin. It's so stable, and the rails are so strong.
Exactly.
And carrying the bait. And that new sonar we put in by Furuno is just, for bluefin, I've never seen anything like
game changer.
It. Yes.
You were really excited, I remember, when that came through. You've always been a bluefin guy, and I think a lot of guys that are in your world, they like it. They're the most challenging ones. They're the hardest to get, so when you do get one on the deck, there's an extra little fist pump. I got you, man.
Yeah.
They're tough, and it means something when you get on them. The other thing about the Condor is, should you be on a trip where the weather is more or less than desirable, that thing, a big steel boat riding in weather, there's nothing like it. That boat is so comfortable. Somebody susceptible to motion sickness, you want to talk about a great riding boat in our fleet, that's it.
From the day that we bought the boat from up in Santa Barbara and drove it down, it was way more boat than I ever realized we were getting. We've got the bulbous bow. It cuts through the water. It's an amazing rig.
We
can get where we need to get at any time.
We
love having the boat. It amazes me all the time.
That's awesome. Well, Corey, we're going to head on down to Cedros, or at least talk some Cedros fishing. We got our good buddy Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing on the line right now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, you guys. How's it going?
Dude, we're loving our new digs here at 97.3 The Fan, having good times, and it feels like it's supposed to. We're talking fishing like we always do. We've just got a much better view and a little nicer place to do it.
It's absolutely amazing how clear it is, too. I mean, I've been listening back in the early 90s with my dad on this transistor, little transistor radio, listening to Mighty 1090 out there while we're fishing on the canoe, and, you know, staticky or whatever, but still coming in good. But this is, like, unbelievable, man. Like, congratulations.
Well, we're stoked and excited to be here. It's a beautiful facility. The crew here does such a great job. We're so lucky to have them, and it's a great fit. And we're excited to talk some fishing. We've got a fantastic trip. We've obviously talked about it with you before on one of your Cedros kayak fishing adventures. And the thing is about Jeff's operation is you're very similar to what Scott does with his Intrigue. It's small groups, it's high end luxury, and it's sold out most all of the time. And you know, you typically need to do a group, but you have an open party trip that we're doing via Let's Talk Hookup. It's a rare opportunity to get to go down as a single fisherman and experience what you're doing. We put it online in a prime time of year, and there's still an opportunity to go right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to first give my props to the Condor. I have fished on that boat several times and been very fortunate to catch lots of fish and learn a ton from that crew. They are top notch. I am a guy who I call myself like a day fisherman. I like to go fishing and then come back and sleep in my bed at night. So that boat, helped me with my little seasickness issues that I have too. It does ride very, very well for anyone out there listening. It's a great boat and a great crew, and I've been watching these guys already this year hammer it. Good times for sure. Yes, thank you for comparing me to such a top-notch operation like those guys. We do have a couple spots left on our Let's Talk Hookup trip, June 17th through 21. Kind of planned an earlier trip this year for, some good bass fishing, wanted to get over to Bonitos with the guys and stuff like that on the kayaks. So, yeah, anyone listening, you want opportunity, come fish, with Ron Lane and a couple other cool cats, and get on some good bass fishing and yellows for sure. Yellows are already biting down on the island. I'm super revved because I'm going in a couple weeks, and I can't wait to get down there and start fishing.
What a cool opportunity. And Corey, what a time of year,
man,
to be down there for that bass in June.
Dude, calico bass and yellowtail. And then, Jeff, you start talking about the possibilities of Bonitos. I mean, that really opens the door. I had quite a few visits there on the queue and on the Shogun skiff trips, and there is nothing better. The only thing better is Sado's Island, but the quality and the size that happens at Bonitos is absolutely insane, and you don't know if you're going to catch an 8-pound calico or a 40, 50-pound yellow is going to jump on your offering.
So cool.
Oh, man, so
absolutely.
Much fun.
A unique opportunity that a single fisherman or two buds can hop on and take advantage. I believe you said there was two or three spots still available on this trip, Jeff?
Yes, I know two and possibly three. And, yeah, single guys, no worries. Small groups, all single room occupancy at our place, so that means, if you're by yourself and you're going to come down and meet some new guys, at the end of the night, you have your own room to go take your siesta in. Good times. I don't want to take away from this great bluefin show that you guys are putting on right now. I'm going to be putting my boat back in the slip down there in Mission Bay. And so all this great information, I'll be fishing after I go to Sado's here for a couple weeks and get my work done. I'm coming back and going to be fishing hard on this bluefin. So, thank you for giving me the opportunity. I can't wait to get in the studio and check out your new gigs. So everyone have a great day and enjoy this beautiful new radio station that he does.
Thanks,
fantastic,
Jeff. Well, real quick, if somebody does want to take one of those spots, come fishing with you, get on that great fishing, how do we sign up for the trip?
Just give me a call straight to my cell phone. I'm on the phone all the time, 760-412-2507. Love talking Sadros, or you can check our website, sadrostagfishing.com. Look at the schedule, and of course, let's get some people here to come on out for our 17 through 21 trip here in June.
Awesome. Great job, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks for the kind words, and we'll look forward to a great trip coming up with you, and we'll look forward to talking again here real soon.
Cool, man. See you guys soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
If that wasn't any cooler, Sadros, Bonitos Island. Hey, we got more from Scott. We're going to have more from this bluefin fishery. We're going to have more on 97.3, The Fan, on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dino Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dino Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
Hey, well, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And with this bluefin fishing going on, man, Scott said it best. The gear is what's making such a difference in catching these fish. And if we're talking about Shimano, what better reel to talk about than the Talica?
Talica is the single best reel ever made for these bluefin. They are impressive.
For what it is, it's perfect. It's lightweight. It's got a very lightweight spool, so you can still cast a sardine a long way. But the power, and most importantly, torque. And torque is one of those things that it's easier felt, not said, but it's just physically easier to turn the handle under a load than what you were used to fishing before Talica.
Absolutely. Those things cast wonderfully. And like the torque, the power is they're nice. That's a nice plug there, Shimano from Condor. Remember us.
Yeah, send some our way. Well, as you can hear, great reels for what we're doing right now. It is the thing. It's Shimano, Talica. Match that with some Power Pro line and a perfect Terramar rod. You got a perfect bluefin combination. Check it out at your local tackle store, or for more information, check out Shimano.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hey, San Diego, you can now hear us on Alexa. Watch this. Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
As a gauge, but typically West Coast teams struggle when they go to coast.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And nothing but good times. A beautiful studio, Rick.
This is awesome. Yeah, we're having a great time. We're having a great time talking fishing. Love having Scott in here talking everything that's going on in our sport boat fleet, but it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja.
And today, Rick, the Catch Report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. Scott just gave a huge plug for him. Loves the hooks on the boat. Japan's leading fish hook and sets a standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Your should be the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Is that what you've been using, Scott?
You know, these newer hooks and all the models and numbers, I'm still lost on it. We
just got
a big pack of them, and we're using them, letting people use them on the boat every day.
Nautilus is their, it's their perfect hook for what we do. It's a, I would call it a medium gauge wire. Not crazy heavy, super round, you know, that you'd fish for big giant cows, and not so skinny that you're worried about pulling the hook. The Nautilus circle hook is one of those things where the wire's skinny, so the bait swims great with it, but it doesn't weigh things down, and they're just, there's a good strong hook. And I know you were saying, you know, both the, your Intrigue and the Condor, Kamikatsu hook guys, that Nautilus is a great circle hook.
Hey, you can step right into the tackle shop, Fisherman's Landing, and check out the Kamikatsu Nautilus circle hook. It has the strength and durability. You got to like it, Rick.
You got it. Well, hey, let's find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the cast man standing by, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Corey, Scott. Anyway, loud and clear. I'm listening on the app. Unfortunately, we don't get that signal up here in Orange County, but the app is loud and clear, so you guys are sounding really good.
Glad to hear that. We got Adam standing by outside making sure that the app is running smooth, and he did an amazing job. I know Pete mentioned earlier, but I got to say it again. Our buddy Adam Clark is the reason that Let's Talk Hookup is happening, and I know a lot of our audience, just like yourself, cast listening in Orange County and Los Angeles, tuning in via that app, and we really appreciate Adam making all that hard work, and as well as the team here at 97.3 for making it happen.
Yeah, I just talked to him, talked to Adam, and he said he loves the new digs, so that's cool.
It's a sweet spot, buddy. So what's going on in Baja?
Man. All right, man, listen, I got a report yesterday evening from a good friend, Mike Chaveri's down there with six of his buddies fishing out of Loreto, and he said that yesterday was the first day of fishing, did really well on the yellowtail, average about 20 pounds, but there was some 30-plus pound fish being taken. They've been fly lining mackerel, which, by the way, is really easy to make right now. He said they had 36 baits in 10 minutes. So, anyway, they're fishing between Coronado and Survival. They're just fly lining and drifting baits and doing pretty well on the yellowtail. Also in the mix, got some reports there from the Hotel Michonne. Alan there was indicating, I guess, that the Cabrilla and the Pargo are in there now, so things are really looking for our first annual Loreto Rumble, May 19th to 23rd. And, of course, we are staying at the beautiful Michonne Hotel. We've all been upgraded to Ocean View rooms, which are really, really nice rooms. And right now, as of today, we have 18 teams, so 36 people fishing 18 boats for the tournament. So, anyway, should be a great, great time. Anybody else that sells, we can possibly get in, can give me a call. Otherwise, it's going to be one heck of a trip, so I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds great.
Down in San Jose del Cabo there, up in the Sea of Cortez there, the Iman, San Luis Banks, good friend Bob Lewis, and along with Eric Brixton of Gorda Banks Pongas, indicating that things were pretty slow, but water's starting to warm up now. But they got into a really good tuna bite out at the Gordo Bite yesterday afternoon, and their fish were averaging now 30 to 50 pounds. And quite a few fish in the mix there. So, and they're starting to get a few fish up there. They're seeing a lot of free swimming wahoo around Punta Gordo. Only problem is they don't want to bite. But as the water warms up, look for that stuff to really go off. So I would say by June 1st, they ought to be in some really, really solid fishing there. And we'll wind up with Mazatlan there. Striped marlin, sailfish in the mix there. They had a pretty good tuna bite going on for 2 weeks, but that kind of died down. But there are plenty of sails and striped marlin right now for the Mazatlan fleet. But that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to try squeeze in on that Loreto Rumble, May 19 to 23, or any of our other trips that we sell in Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, South America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next week.
Cass, great report. Appreciate that always. Thanks for keeping us in the loop of what's going on in the Baja. And boy, I think that Loreto trip is going to be just perfect timing for you guys. It sounds like things are lining up with the great weather and, you know, the great fishing and great bait making are two really nice things that don't always go hand in hand. So nice to hear that everything's lining up so well for the Loreto Rumble.
Yeah, should be fun. Looking forward to it.
I think so, Cass. All right, great report. Appreciate that. One more time, shoot us a phone number. Somebody wants to come fishing with you in any of the great destinations that you service there at Cass Tours. All right, looks like he slid off, but all good. So, again, we're stoked to have him in there. One more time, Corey, the phones have been packed solid, but like you said, new phone lines, always good to give guys a little double check.
Let's do it, Rick. 833-288-0973. That's home of the 97.3 The Fan. We're having a great time in studio, Rick, and we're giving away a few good prizes if you want to join us. Scott in studio talking all this bluefin on the Condor. Is giving away a day-and-a-half trip on the boat. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything nicer talking about that today.
No,
so day-and-a-half trip on the Condor, you have a chance to win. Chance to win a $100 gift card in the Fisherman's Landing. How cool is that,
yeah,
man?
Excited.
Go on the Condor, step right in, and spend your $100 gift card. And then a three-pack. We have not screwed up yet, Rick. We got another hour.
Yeah, we got another hour. The problem now is I'm feeling in our groove. I'm feeling great. I love our new home here at 97.3. Things feel great. Things are rolling. And, you know, now we let the guard down. I think it's easier. I feel like it's coming and somebody's about to win one of those packs on my behalf real soon. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.